This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. God sends His angels to guard and protect His saints, that is, believers. Johann Gerhard ponders this in Meditation 26. Here in Part 2, Gerhard draws from the angels in the Bible to comfort us in their guardianship for Christians. As Jacob went on his way to his native land, the angels of God met him, Genesis 32. So angelic guards attend the righteous in this life, which is the pathway to their heavenly fatherland. Angels appear to protect Daniel among the lions, Daniel 6. So they ever stand ready to protect the godly from the snares of the lion of hell. Angels hasten the patriarch Lot from the destruction that was to overtake Sodom, Genesis 19. So by their holy inspirations and their protecting influences against the temptations of the devil, they frequently snatch us as from the very flames of the pit. Angels carry Lazarus into the bosom of Abraham, Luke 16. So do they bear the souls of all God's chosen ones to the glorious palace of the heavenly King. It was an angel that led the Apostle Peter out of prison, and so our angel often delivers us from most distressing perils. Great indeed is the power of our adversary, the devil, but it cheers us to reflect that angel guards attend us. Doubt not that in all your dangers these heavenly helpers are near you. For the scriptures, under the figure of cherubim and seraphim, represent them as winged to assure us that in every time of peril, they will with incredible swiftness bring us the needed aid. Doubt not that the guardian angels are present with you in all places, for they are the purest spirits, unencumbered with material bodies. All visible things yield to them, and here and there at will they go unhindered. Nor need you doubt that these spirits know your perils and afflictions, for they always behold the face of the Heavenly Father, Matthew 18, and stand always ready most promptly to do His will. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/sacredmeditations.